At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so for now there's no baseball. But for how long? And what would it take to get this thing figured out? Mike Max with you on Sports of the Max. Joined by a veteran who's been through a few of these negotiation periods. Ron Coomer, good to be with you. I know you would rather be camped out in Arizona trying to figure out who the Cubs' best prospects are.
Yes, I would, Mike. It would be great. Unfortunately, we are not there. And that's the way it goes. And, you know, this past weekend, I really thought we were on the right track and moving to getting a deal done. And then obviously they had the late night negotiating session that went, you know, 12, 13 hours. And then the next morning, it seemed like all the good that came out of that went away by 10 o'clock in the morning. And we were back to zero and, you know, things weren't too good. So it's unfortunate, but that's, you know, that's the way things go sometimes.
So if you're a player and let's say you're not on the committee, are you basically allowing them, are you saying you guys are empowered? If you think it's a good deal, count me in. If you don't, count me out. I'm with you 100%. How does it work for the majority of the players?
There is always going to be a conference call, you know, that you can be on to find out exactly what's going on. So you don't have to be a rep or in that, you know, group of 10, 15 that are, you know, around the negotiation. There'll always be a call. And you can find out exactly where you stand, you know, a couple times a day or maybe at the end of the day. And if, you know, there'll be a probably now it's a, you know, it's a text and saying, hey, we're close to possibly ratifying or, you know, and then you'd get a message and then it'd be a group call again and you could be on it or a Zoom, probably something like that. But I don't think there's been any of those, you know, anything close to where they're feeling like they're getting it done. That's the problem.
Yeah, lots of areas where they need to fill the gaps, it looks like, right? Maybe they're semi-close, but there's just a whole bunch of areas that they got to get right. Like take me through, like, minimum for minimum salary, they got up to 675,000, players want 700,000. Like, it seems to me like that's an easy one to, you know, at minimum compromise. Some of these look relatively easy.
Yeah, that one to me is a no-brainer, right? You're dealing with guys that have never been in the league before, and so their minimum salary, you know, it goes from mid-fives to six, high sixes. Okay, fine. Those are concessions that if you're the union, you make in a heartbeat and go, yep, okay, that's fine. You know, we can accept that. It's the things that happen that change, you know, the money, the large amounts of money that get distributed and how it gets distributed, right? So, you know, when you start talking about dealing with hundreds of millions, not, you know, whether a guy's making 20 grand more here or there,
yeah,
there's a lot of money to slice up. It's those big numbers that's creating all the issue. You know, you're talking about an $11 billion industry right now.
Unbelievable. So if you are them, the owners, you also have a couple other things in your back pocket. One is, you know, in some way, shape, or form, they're going to get gambling, and they're going to get a piece of it. I mean, that looks, you know, that's almost to the starting line. And I don't know what shape it's going to take, but it looks like they're on the verge of another windfall. And the same with, you know, what MLB.com has turned into and the amount of money they make on that. Does that lead to a mistrust amongst players when they see the potential for profit centers that could happen during this agreement that they won't be compensated for?
Well, yeah, you know, you can see the writing on the wall. All you got to do is watch any of the sports right now that are playing currently, and you know that there's money out there, right? The Cubs signed a deal, you know, I believe it was, you know, around the $100 million deal for DraftKings at the ballpark. And that money's going to be out there. We know that. I mean, you see every other commercial in any sports that you watch is about gambling. So that's just part of it. And, you know, to me, I'm a business owner, so I understand that side. I also understand the player's side. You know, at the end of the day, you just want the revenues that are being brought in for our game. You know, everybody wants a fair shake and a fair piece of the action, and that's where you're at. But there is definitely, you know, some more money coming in. You know, so the $11 billion industry, or 10-7 that it is going to – that number is going to grow by quite a bit here over the length of this new contract.
Yeah, and by the way, Target was a $100 billion industry last year. That's hard to believe. I mean, you think Major League Baseball is the ultimate, and that tells you something. We're in the wrong business here, Coop.
we should open a Target, Mike.
You open a Target, crying out loud. Yeah, yeah. Now, do owners count on players to get itchy at some point in time here?
I think they are. You know, I believe that's always been part of the hope, if you're an owner, that, you know, the union, they've, you know, they haven't had much success in breaking the union or doing anything like that. Even if they were trying, I don't think that's really the issue any longer. I think maybe that's probably 25, 30 years ago, but not any longer. But I do think there's some, you know, each side has some leverage, right? And some things that they're holding in their hand that are, you know, their leverage. I think the owners feel, you know, they don't really benefit from playing a lot of games in April. So we've all known through the years that teams don't like their games in April. Cold weather, kids are still in school, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of, you know, reasons. So the players know that. Now that we're going into cutting games in April, that's an issue for the players because now the owner's twofold. It's their worst month of the season financially, and it's also – you know, you're talking about $21 million a day in salary that they're not going to have to pay in that month. So that's an issue. The players, on the other hand, have this thing at the end of the year. If they don't ratify the new playoff system, that's a big chunk of money that the owners will not receive.
Yes.
So, you know, both sides have some leverage that you can use. At the end of the day, though, the fans take the hit on all of it, right? I mean, and that's where, to me, you know, and so do these cities, you know, the Phoenix area and then, you know, through the state of Florida.
Oh, you know,
those places are really taking a hit right now.
Coom, we're talking about 3 years now of impeded spring training for different reasons.
Yeah.
You know, the good old days when you could just make your reservations and go are gone. Now, I know to you and I, 1995 doesn't seem like that long ago. For some people, it would.
Right.
But take us through, because you were in the game at that time. The labor, you know, when you guys shut down, what was that like?
It was really a different time, right? And that's why we have the lockout. So the lockout is because of 94. So the owners allowed the season to play out without an agreement. So the players went on strike because that was the leverage they had to shut down the World Series. And it did, right? Yep. They ended up losing the World Series in a playoff time in 94. So now, because of that, the owners will never let that get to that point. So that's why we have a lockout now. Because, you know, at the end of the season for the fans, at the end of the season, that's where the owners make their big chunk of money. So
right.
At the end of the day, it's it's all about the finances of our game and how the pie gets sliced up into pieces, whether it's arbitration, Super Twos, tax money, or however you want to call that, you know, whether it's a salary cap or not, it's tax, you know, it's salary cap to me. That's the way I look at it.
Whether it's official or artificial, right?
Yeah, right. Terms are terms, but at the end of the day, that's what it is, and that's okay. You know, we understand that.
Coom, can you stay on with us for a quick break?
Absolutely, buddy.
I want to ask you about what teams will do once this thing does get settled to try to get their rosters fortified. Ron Coomer is our guest, Sports the Max, the show. 2022 Minnesota Deer and Turkey Classic coming up March 11th, 12th, and 13th. A family-friendly event focused on all things deer and turkey hunting. Ah, yes, Mike Max here to tell you, if you've never tried turkey hunting, you might want to try because it gives you peace and it gets you away from all this other stuff that we go through. Interactive Kids Zone. This is all going on at Canterbury Park, by the way. Scoring of antlers conducted by the Minnesota Official Measures with prizes for multiple categories and special bonus prizes awarded for individuals who bring their racks for scoring on Friday, March 11th, and leave them on display at the event. So, in other words, you create your own display, and you're rewarded for it on March 13th. Celebrity appearances by TV stars like Lee and Tiffany Lukoski from The Crush, and much more. What you do is you go out there, though, and you feel like spring, and you feel like fall, and you feel like outdoors, and you feel good again. You go out there, and you go, oh, that's right, there's other things that we can do in this world besides worry about COVID or whatever it is. You get to go out there and just enjoy yourself for a minute, and that's why I would invite you to give this a look. It's at Canterbury Park, March 11th through the 13th. For tickets, go to mndeerclassic.com/tickets, mndeerclassic.com/tickets. We continue our conversation with Ron Coomer, talking about the labor situation with Major League Baseball and beyond. Coom, I remember a couple years ago I was down there and went over and hooked up with you in Phoenix during spring training for the Cubs.
Yep.
That was a year after they'd won the World Series. And, I mean, I know spring training is a small piece relative to the big piece for Major League owners, but holy cow, was that place rocking.
Yeah, the ballpark in Mesa. You know, the Cubs averaged just a touch under 15,000 a game.
Wow.
In spring training, so it's a big number. One thing I wanted to say, you were doing a commercial right out of our last segment.
Yeah.
About Canterbury Park. You know, and I, being in Minnesota all those years, playing and broadcasting, boy, that's a family that I miss seeing, the Sampson family.
Isn't
that
a good family?
They are just 10 great Twins fans. They go to the Twins Fantasy Camp. You know, the brothers, you know, their father passed away, but the brothers, the kids and the family, they're just, those are the things that I miss about being back in Minnesota.
Yes, it's the everyday people like that, isn't it?
Yeah, just great people, real successful, but boy, you couldn't meet a nicer family.
Yeah,
but anyway,
you never know if they were really, really successful, you know, when you, if
they're
you just sit and talk to them. That's what's cool.
Kind of a group, right? Aren't they just the best? Yeah.
Yes. So, Coom, if you're a player, how much time do you need to have an opening day where you feel comfortable? How many games do you play? What do you need?
I would say for a position player, you know, 2 weeks of games would be fine, especially for an older player. But probably a good 3 weeks of being on your feet in camp day after day after day to get used to the daily grind. Four is probably the best, but you could do it in three. And I'm talking as a position player. I'm not saying that as a pitcher. I don't necessarily think in 3 weeks a pitcher, a starting pitcher, can be built up to pitching to the point where, you know, you're not at risk a little bit of having some issues. So, you know, the one thing I will say, the owners, probably twofold, are talking about a four-week spring training because of this situation we're in. I don't disagree with them on that. And the other thing, you know, I think it's great for the Phoenix area and the Florida area, for those cities that have committed so much to
That's right.
Major League Baseball, and for the players, in particular the pitchers, to get themselves ready to play.
Does this help, you know, those free agents that are sitting out there that haven't been signed? Mm. In a strange way, does this become to their advantage? Because if you're a team, you're going to want more knowns versus unknowns. So if you don't know, you're not going to get a good look at the young player. Does that up the value of free agents?
I don't know that. I would not necessarily agree with being it would not surprise me, depending on how long this lockout goes into the season. Usually there's more hard feelings than there are you know, chummy, and okay, it's done, let's go, let's get back to work. I don't necessarily know if it's going to be great for the free agent market. The elite free agent is going to be the elite free agent, right? And, you know, the Freemans and Correas and all these guys, they're going to get their money, and that's going to be the way it is. But the other guys that are the second and third tier free agents, I think that's going to be a real issue. And their slot of where they think they are, I think, is going to be a little less.
You know, a couple of years ago, Lance Lynn came in. He was one of those late signees. Remember, this has kind of become trendy that these guys sign late and you try to fill some gaps at the end, et cetera. And I thought, I remember I was down there at spring training when he came in, et cetera. And I thought, well, no problem, because I'm sure he's been thrown the entire offseason. He's ready to go. And he really struggled, never really got on track for the Twins that year. And then eventually he did and became an all-star. But I got the sense that it was just that kind of the ebb and flow of spring training is what he missed, that every day and that grind. Not that you can't get your arm in shape, but it's just a different mindset when you're there from the beginning, and it seemed like that cost him. Does that sound accurate if you're not careful?
Absolutely, it's accurate. I believe that most of the guys that don't go through spring training and sign very late really struggle. I mean, you've seen a whole boatload of them that have struggled. There might be a couple that have done well, a couple guys, but I would say 95% of the guys that don't go through spring and maybe get a week and then they jump into the season, it's a struggle, and it's also an injury issue. And for Lance Lynn, he was not prepared to pitch come the regular season, and he got beat up pretty good in a Twins uniform. I remember that.
Yeah, and it just never got on track, and eventually they traded him, you know, before the season was up, and eventually he got in game shape, and eventually, like I said, he became an all-star again, but you just got the, because I thought it was just as simple as, well, just get your arm in shape, just go to the local high school mound and throw to somebody and you'll be just fine, but there's more mentally than that, it seems like, and getting to know your team.
But his body had issues too, if you remember. Yeah. I mean, he had real issues feeling the ball off the mound. I mean, he's a great big guy. You know, and that, but he just was not able to play at the level that, you know, Pauly, I believe, was his manager then. Molly was the manager.
Yeah, he
wasn't prepared to play at the level that they needed him to play and participate. You know, and I think other teams took advantage of that, you know. And then you're right. Then a couple years later, he's an all-star player. So it wasn't a talent thing. You know, the scenario and the situation – you know, I'm sure he probably learned some lessons about preparation for a season over that year.
Ron Coomer, the Twins obviously are going to need pitching when they get out of the gate, because Jose Barrios they traded, and Kenta Maeda is out for the year with Tommy John surgery. There's your top two pitchers. How do you go about once this thing is done? That's going to be a crapshoot, isn't it, deciding who you can bring in?
It's going to be something, right? I think, so let's say, for all practical purposes, the middle of next week could get it resolved. What's the frenzy going to be like on the free agent market for the next couple weeks? I had a conversation about this with Bob Nightingale, who's the reporter for USA Today, who I know you know well and probably had him on your show. I go to Bobby, I go, you better just keep the coffee pot right next to you, because you're never going to sleep for that first week once it's done. Because now we got 200 and some free agents that all got to find a job. So it's funny, but it's going to be an absolute frenzy of signing and trying to figure out where guys are going to go. The Cubs have a substantial amount of money to spend in payroll, and they don't have but a handful, not even a handful, a couple veteran players on their team. They've got a lot of money to spend, and you know they're going to be major players in the free agent market, or the trade market, however that looks. But, you know, it's going to be crazy for a couple weeks, that's for sure.
You know, Coom, this idea of, you know, throw hard and swing hard, which has become the trend of Major League Baseball, hit home runs and try to strike guys out. I was asking, I think it was Paul Molitor about that, if you didn't play in that era, how do you coach in that era? He pointed out something to me. He said, first of all, you try to understand what they're doing, and second, the grind is still the grind. And it doesn't matter what era you play in. It's 162 games, and that toys with you mentally, and you got to get through injuries. And it doesn't really matter if you swing hard or throw hard. That never changes. Is that the one thing that that transfers throughout time in baseball?
Yeah, and what I think Paulie's talking about, and I agree with him, is you got to get into the mindset of what is being taught to these young players. And I don't necessarily agree with it. And to be honest with you, I don't agree with some of the methods that are going on right now. But with that being said, if you're going to manage like Paulie did, and you're, you know, the organization, because of, you know, the way that things are being taught, these kids are coming up and they don't have all the tools to be a 300 hitter any longer.
No.
You know, not even close.
Yeah, it's all saying 270 is 300, right?
Oh, my, yeah. If you hit 270 in the league right now, you're like, you know, you're an all-star player, and you're having a great year. Well, you hit 270 25 years ago, you're like, eh, okay. You know,
yeah,
okay.
He may make it next year, might not, yeah.
Yeah. If Molly hit 270, he
would have retired.
We'd have been walking to the car. I'd have to put my arm around him every night. Yeah. Molly hit 270.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, the good you old know, ones. I mean, yeah, it just wasn't going to happen, so. You know, it's what's being taught, and I think that trend now, Mike, of what has gone on offensively is now that pendulum is starting to swing back towards a more balanced attack. You know, if you want to win, if you're a winning franchise and you want to win in October, you're not going to win in October if your team offensively is strictly an all-or-nothing team.
Yep.
Because the pitching gets too good, right, when you play in October. So some of that works for the regular season if you've got a really good power lineup, because you can take advantage of some lesser teams in your division and things like that. But, boy, come October, you know, you've got great arms coming out of the pen, and you got pitchers in the rotation that can throw the baseball, you know, at a great velocity and throw it where they want it. You better be able to manufacture some runs and do those things. And I think that pendulum – now I think finally is starting to swing back a little bit towards having more of a balanced attack.
Appreciate you, sir, and I hope I see you in sunshine soon.
Mikey, it's always great when I see your text about coming on. It makes my day. So
same here, buddy. When you say yes, it makes my day. So say hi to Paula, and I hope we see you at a ball game soon.
Will do, buddy. You take care of yourself. Great to talk to you, Mikey.
You bet. Ron Coomer, nice enough to join us. Sports to the Max. When we come back, Dick Jankowski spent a good part of his winter in the hospital. He's back out. What happened? How is he? Lots of people are asking. We'll ask him when we come back.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.